Parshat Vayigash, so there's a famine going on. That's what Yosef understood from Parah's dream, and Yosef set up that Mitzrayim was going to have storehouses of food, and everybody's going to come to them to buy the food, and this made Mitzrayim and Parah very wealthy. So the famine affected also Eretz Canaan, and Yaakov and his sons needed food too. There's some affections, by the way, that do say that it didn't affect them, but they were afraid other people would notice that it didn't affect them, so they went down and did it too. Okay, not a topic for a different time. According to the Pshat, and according to many of the Mefarshim, it did indeed affect Yaakov Avinu as well, and therefore he needed food, and he needed his sons to go down to Mitzrayim to get them food. And they went down the first time already, and came back without another one of his sons. And this time he says, you know, you have to go down and get us more food. And they explained to him when they came back, and they explained to him yet again, that we can't go back without Binyamin. So, wait, didn't Yaakov... L'chor asa Yehuda at Avir k'medaber b'lo tam, sheikh yalchu, shere Yosef amar lehem shelo yiru panav. What do you mean? We already told Yaakov Avinu we can't go without Binyamin. And now, if some time goes by, and Yaakov says, okay, go down, and they're like, we can't go without Binyamin. What? Yaakov's telling them to go down. Why is it making it seem that Yaakov didn't remember what they told him? That he didn't know what he was talking about? That he's medaber b'lo tam, without reason, without ration. Without rationale, wasn't rational thought. Well, doesn't that seem, by the fact that he repeated his answer to Yaakov, it makes it seem that this was a thoughtless comment by Yaakov Avinu. So Darash Moshe says no. Rather, the truth is, Kol kach lo ratza aviyam la'amin, shiyesh ba'olam anashim ra'im ka'elu, shelo yitnu halechem lashkit harav b'shvil ezek peda sheba'olam. He so did not want to believe that there is such an evil person in the world that wouldn't give them bread for any reason. A person is starving to death. They ask you for bread. You give them bread. End of story. And here, they're saying, no, if you come back and ask for bread, I won't give you bread. Why? Because you didn't have, you didn't bring Binyamin. Yaakov couldn't fathom that concept. It so didn't agree with his moral compass that he dismissed what they said as, I don't know what they said, and therefore now we're hungry again, we're out of food, going down to Mitzrayim again, and again they have to repeat them, you know, the thing that you couldn't even fathom? We were serious. It's true. So it's not that they were dismissive and, oh, Yaakov, you're so forgetful. No. Yaakov, what you couldn't even accept as a possibility of being true, was indeed true. And so Yehuda is saying, yes, Abba, there indeed are people like that. Indeed, there are people like that. And there's an important lesson to learn from this, says the Rosh Moshe. Okay, even when you're doing something, even when you're doing the right thing, and you're doing the right thing with the best intentions, and you're doing it right, this isn't one of those, you know, good intentions pave the road to, you know, this isn't the message here. You're doing the right thing with the right intentions, and everything is right. That doesn't mean that everyone's going to be on board with you. That doesn't mean that everybody's just going to go along, Kavod HaTorah is at stake, everything, you know, you're doing things right. I'm just, nope. You're going to come across opposition. You're going to come across those who are going to stand in your way, those who are going to argue with you, those who are going to try to stop you. There's no... Don't assume that just because you're doing the right thing, and to stop you from doing the right thing would be wrong, would be evil, would be inappropriate, that's not going to happen. And Yaakov Avinu couldn't fathom that there would be someone who would do something like that. And Yehuda, who is the, I guess, more pragmatic, the realist among them, has to tell Yaakov, sorry, Abba, you're being a little bit naive, that you think that there aren't people like that in the world. Indeed, there are people like that in the world. And so I guess Yaakov is saying that Yaakov is a little bit tumim here, that he couldn't fathom such a possibility. And we all have to realize, to be more pragmatic, that yes, unfortunately, there do exist those who do inappropriate things and stand on principle for the wrong reasons and hinder even those doing avoda l'shem shamayim properly, the best intentions, and they'll still stand and block them, and you just have to take chizuk and try to, you know, chazak yamitz livecha, and continue to do the right thing despite all these objections that others have. But don't be so naive, so tamim, to think that there aren't people who do things inappropriately. We have to be firmly grounded in the world and realize that there's all sorts of adversaries and obstacles in our way, and we have to overcome all of them. And that was, you know, Parshas Vayigash is, you know, we're doing it now for Hanukkah. So Hanukkah was a time of overcoming all sorts of obstacles for learning Torah. Learning Torah was banned. That doesn't, again, that's an obstacle against doing the right thing. And they had to overcome that. And don't think that just because it's the right thing, people aren't going to stand in the way. Yes, there are evil people in the world who are out to obliterate us to stop us from learning Torah and stop us from doing what we're supposed to be doing. And we have to overcome all of them. May we be matzliach in our path.